Hey, welcome to episode 164 of Fresh Air at 5. And this, I reflect on what happened at Spring Q and some of my listening this week. So without further ado, here's episode 164.
I'm Brian Stanton, host of Teaching While Queer, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter, coming to you every week from Abbotsford, which is about 45 minutes east of Vancouver, British Columbia, on the west coast of Canada. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to get some fresh air by walking about my neighborhood, which is located on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people, the Tsimmath First Nation and Mathqui First Nation. I consume podcast content while I walk, then reflect on this content in an unedited video, which I post on my X, formerly known as Twitter, channel every day. This podcast is the collection of the audio taken from those daily selfie videos over the course of a week, Monday to Friday. So let's jump into my listening and learning this past week. One more thing for March 25, 2024. As I was just saying, those connections that I made at Q were established, you know, Twitter relationships that I've had with people over many years, or brand new ones, and there was a sticker swap event. So I brought my Fresh Air at 5 stickers to this event, and we had a sticker swap. And at that event, I met a podcaster named Tracy Bondi, out of California, and that's where everybody was from. They were from California. And we traded stickers, and she said, hey, I've got a podcast too. And so now, Tracy, I listen to your podcast for the very first time. So I have a hashtag new to me podcast that I will share with everybody here and continue listening to in the future. So the podcast is called Struggle for Change. Real educators, real students, real struggle. And in this podcast, Emily Hendricks and Valerie Sun and Tracy Bondi, over every couple weeks or so, bring us an episode where they talk about struggle and about what they're learning about as we're moving forward. The episode 34 is titled AI Future in Education, and it is with the author of a book, Preeton Shaw, as he talks about where we're going now, where we are now, and where we're going, and we can't predict where we're going, but we can make some guesses. Well, I mean, we can predict, but we don't know exactly what it's going to look like. And they have a really rich discussion about AI in the future and how we can learn to be comfortable with it, learn to use it as a tool and only a tool. It is not the magic bullet. It is, a tool that can help us solve problems. And they talk about being, about AI literacy. They talk about being wondering, curious, and being aware, and being critical thinkers as we step into this. So yes, take a listen to this episode 34, Struggle for Change, with Tracy, Emily, and Valerie. All right, thank you. And that's all I got for right now. Okay, bye. Hey, PLN, it is March 25, 2024, and I am back from Spring Q. So, after Spring Q is what this will be titled, and then this week I'm going to give you some of my reflections about Spring Q. I'm not going to do it all today right now, because there's a lot that happened in my head and at Spring Q that was amazing, and I need to put it into some words more clearly than the hurricane of ideas going on in my head right now. That hurricane's a bad thing. What would it be? It would be like a whirlpool. That's a bad thing too. I don't know, but it's a lot of good ideas going on in my head, And at the top, I just want to start off here this week talking about the importance of connection. And I went to Spring Q solo. I didn't know anybody actually. Well, I mean, this is where it's going to go. I went down by myself, not with a crew of people here from Canada. I got on a plane, flew to Calgary, flew to Palm Springs, landed. And then because of the connections I've got with many people on Twitter and through podcasting and networking, I headed up to the conference center and I met two dudes that I've been hanging out with on Twitter for many years. And we finally met face to face. We got Brian Briggs and Ryan O'Donnell, and you can find them both on Twitter. I did. That's how I connected with these guys years ago. I started listening to their podcast, and one thing leads to another. I still listen to their podcast, even though it's kind of infrequent, they say, but I have a connection with them. They opened up their arms and welcomed me in to their circle, the Q community. Fantastic place. Yeah, so I've got connections now that I didn't have before. And those connections are ideas and small bits of information and people and Twitter handles and things like that and faces. And now I have made some actual connections. So it's growing so good. All right, so with that being said, I'm going to wrap up this first segment and tell you about a new-to-me podcast because of one of those connections. Thanks, bye. Another one more thing for March 25, 2024. I came for BC Content Creators Brunch with three fabulous content creators here from British Columbia who you're going to meet right away. So, yes, without further ado, here we go. We're sitting here with Tim Stevenson right now, and Tim's going to tell us about his podcast.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so my podcast is Science 360. I'm sure you hear about it on Brian's Fresh Air 5 all the time, which I appreciate. Thank you very much. Sort of like Tim Cavey always quoting my book on his X. I really like that, too. But anyway, Tim Cavey, drummer at Teachers on Fire. I think he's in this area right now.
Some of them. Yeah, I think we'll hear from
him.
We
might bump into him.
Yeah.
But anyway, Science 360 is a podcast for science teachers in particular who are looking for nice, fresh content that might invigorate their science lessons. And then hear from world-class experts on all kinds of cool scientific topics.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim.
Hi there, I'm Lauren McLean, and I'm a Teach Outdoors podcast host and also the author of Me and My Sit Spot. If you're looking for a podcast on how to get your curriculum outdoors with more ease, that's what it's all about.
All right, thanks, Lauren.
Yeah.
Tim Cavey, host of Teachers on Fire, the YouTube channel and podcast, and I share content that hopefully warms your heart, sparks your thinking, and ignites your professional practice. Mm.
All right, thank you all, and we'll hear your voices on episode 164 of Fresh Air at 5.
Love it.
Peace. So I encourage you to go take a listen to Science 360 with Tim Stevenson. You can find that on all the podcatchers. Outdoor Teaching with Lauren McLean and Teachers on Fire with Tim Cavey. All right, have a good day. Hey, PLN, it's Wednesday, March 27, 2025. How are you doing today? I'm doing pretty good. It is later, it is not 5 a.m. I am sitting here at my fly tying table, tying some flies, working on the project, and listening to a podcast this morning. I'll probably listen to another one in a moment, but for right now, I listened to episode 95 of Evolving with Gratitude with Lainey Rowell as she talks with brain specialist, optimizer, coach named Jim Quick. And he talks about his story about working through a traumatic brain injury when he was younger and how he is working on coaching and teaching people how to work with the brain matter that we have, the hardware and the software, about how we manage our minds and what do we do with that to be more efficient and effective in our world. Talked about cell phone usage, talked about the digital deluge and the distraction that is always around us. You know, there's so many things going on, and if we try to keep up with it all, we become overwhelmed. I do, especially, I feel that And, you know, I notice for myself that my habits affect how I feel and behave. You know, leaving my cell phone out on the, you know, my desk in the living room as opposed to in my bedroom so that I'm not getting those notifications, screens not coming on in the night, etc. That's important for me. There's a lot of things that we can do. How we eat, what do we eat? How are we eating? You know, avocados, blueberries, all those things like that. In this episode, Jim talks about our brain animal, our brain animal, and what kind of brain animal are we? There's a little test that I'm going to go work on doing and start to learn some more about myself. It's important that we do learn about ourselves. I was talking about that on, you know, Teachers on Fire yesterday as we had a little interview, and it's important that we know ourselves. So thanks, Lainey. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. And people, go listen to episode 95 of Evolving with Gratitude. One more thing for Wednesday, March 27, 2024. As I listen to another podcast, I listened to episode 260 of the Easy EdTech podcast with Monica Burns. And thank you, Dr. Burns, for sharing your connection with a conference that you were recently at. As we listened to on episode 260, the reflection of how to run a successful conference for educators with Dr. Jennifer Byrne and Sean Stanton. So take a listen to this. If you were involved at all in conference planning and about what to do and how to do a number of things and even getting started with a conference, this is a good listen. I've been privileged over the past probably close to 10 years now of being involved with conference planning at one level or another, from our DL symposiums here in British Columbia to some EdTech team events in my town, and also just observing those in Vancouver back in the early late 2018 and 19, in those times, and connections with people over time. It's important as we're conference planning to have vision in mind, have, you know, a plan and ways to communicate. I'm currently involved with the executive for my PETA, the Primary and Intermediate and Middle School Teachers Association here in British Columbia, and we plan conferences. That's what we do. Big shout out to our conference chair and president, Christina Preston. And Christina does a great job of keeping us as executive and conference planners running and moving forward with our different jobs and tasks that we have to do. So communication is a big part of that. And being involved at a you know, entry level into conference planning is a way to gain some professional development that is difficult to get otherwise. You can go take courses, but until you're actually boots on the ground during an event, it doesn't mean a lot, just like teaching. So those are my thoughts right now. Thanks so much, and take a listen to episode 260 of Easy EdTech Classroom. Another one more thing for March 27, 2024. Three takeaways from Spring Q coming to you right now for me. I boldly stepped out and went from Canada down to Palm Springs, California as just myself and without any other colleagues that went with me. But I walked into what is called community. So CUE, community. And community is about the atmosphere of welcomeness, and everybody has a place to belong at Q in Spring Q and Fall Q and the Q affiliate organizations. I was welcomed in by Brian Briggs and Ryan O'Donnell, who are the hosts of the Check This Out podcast that I've been connected with. And because of them, and the work that I've done with networking here on Twitter X over the past number of years with my podcast and making connections with people, I walked into the conference that had probably 3,000 to 3,500 attendees, and I felt welcome because there were people that I knew. I hadn't met anybody face-to-face prior to landing in Palm Springs, but very soon I had a group of people that allowed me to follow them around and a place to go. And the Adobe suite was fantastic as I ran into some other people. Actually, I did. I met Jeff Heil prior at an EdTech conference in ed tech team in Mulgrave School in Vancouver back in 2018. And, you know, just having those ways of connecting is so important. So things I learned. One, be brave. That wasn't hard. I went and bravely did that. And the community that was there. Second thing I learned was about engagement, student engagement, and the golden ticket to student engagement. Ashley Uralizavo, I just botched her name. Sorry, Ashley. I gave a great talk on student engagement. And a third thing is that there's a lot of opportunity for you to be yourself in education. All right, that's all I got for now. Talk to you. Bye. Hey, PLN, it's March 28, 2024, out for fresh air at 5 in the fresh, wet weather. I stayed inside yesterday because it was actually pouring rain. This morning, my watch said that there's a 0% chance of rain, and I got out and it was humid, but then it started raining and I'm getting pretty wet right now. But hey, that's part of it. That's part of the journey, right? If you don't walk through it, then you're just avoiding it. So I've done some avoiding this week, and but now today I'm walking through it and getting wet in the process, but that's okay. Doesn't hurt you. Just makes you a little cold, and my cup of coffee is going to be much better when I get home. All right, this morning I listened to episode 260 of 260? 160. Either 260 or 160 of the EdTech Throwdown with Eric and Nick. I think it's maybe 160. And they talked about 7 AI tools to consider. And these are things that I haven't heard of a lot before. And they bring us a list of 7 what look like fantastic tools. And in the realm of Swiss Army knife tools and also very specific tools, we've got a couple that generate presentations and using the technology to help make presentations. And then you can edit those presentations for further down line. Yes, this could be handy, could be helpful. You have to give a speech at grandma's, you know, birthday party, and you could quickly maybe make a present, or you're like in class and you need to make a presentation about a topic that you don't have slides for yet, but you could put something together, or at a staff meeting maybe, for example. I'm not sure, but these tools can do some of these things. And so like they said, there's a lot of tools. We need to find out what works for us and think about how we can use these tools ourselves and make those human-centered decisions. All right, that's all I got for now. We'll talk to you later. Okay, bye. One more thing for March 28, 2024. Just listen to the generative age as Alana Winnick brought us an update from the field and some tools that we can look at and think about, as well as AI bias and discussion that she had with Ken Shelton. A short snippet of that on episode 14 of the Generative Age podcast. So take a listen to that. And, you know, this is important that we attend to our learning, as this is not going away. It is in with us, and it's a tool, but we need to understand what it can do. All right, that's all I got. Congratulations, Alana, on 1 year of the Generative Age podcast. That's awesome. Fantastic. That's a milestone right there. Keep it going. Okay, bye. Another one more thing for March 28, 2024. This morning I'm out walking about as my truck is being serviced at the shop. I'm going to pick it up right now, so it's almost done. All right, as I'm walking, I listen to Teach Happier with Suzanne Daly, Season 4, Episode 24, as she brings us an episode called Saucers and Plates. Last week she talked about saying yes and saying no, and do we have the energy for the yeses in our life. Today she talks about platters and plates and what can we put on our plate. And at times our plates are big, and at times our plates are small. And we can easily see when our colleagues and our friends' plates are full, and we go, hey, you got to take some stuff off your plate. But what do we do about ourselves? Do we do that ourselves? All right, so with that in mind, consider yourself and what your capacity is, and don't compare the size of your plate to the size of someone else's plate, because your plate is sized just perfectly for you. All right, that's all I got for now. Maybe more later, but maybe not. Talk to you. Bye.
I appreciate you giving me a listen as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's like a unique Blinkist or Coles Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find some other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific episode podcast titles and episode numbers in the show notes, which are only a click or swipe away for your learning convenience. I've also started to put together a Spotify playlist of each of the episodes so that you can also take a listen to those specifically, and the link to that playlist is in the show notes. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. You can also follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Brian Carr, BRYONCAR, or at Fresh Air at 5. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can be found on the Educational Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day. Get some fresh air before the day is out, and take care of yourself, because you are worth it.